Labour MP who employed drug con resigns after threatening to smash journalist's face with bat. By Virginia Hale on December 2, 2018. Labour MP Kate O'Summer has quit the shadow front bench after reportedly attacking a journalist who asked questions about her son's conviction for having £2,500 worth of drugs with the intent to supply. In a statement posted to Twitter Saturday, the Edmonton MP said she had resigned as Shadow International Development Secretary to concentrate on supporting my family through the difficult time we have been experiencing. The announcement came just hours after the Times alleged O'Summer had threatened a reporter who approached her for comment on whether she had misled the public over how much she knew about the drugs conviction of her son, Ishmael, whom she employs in her Commons office on a substantial salary. She reportedly told the journalist to F off and threw a bucket of water at him, proclaiming that she should have come down here with a bat and smashed your face in. She is said to have followed this by ringing the police and claiming the reporter was stalking her. O'Summer was reported to Parliament's Standards Watchdog last month over her continuing to employ her son despite his guilty plea in September after being caught with ecstasy, cocaine, ketamine, and cannabis at a music festival in Dorset last year. Labour Party officials had claimed the left-wing MP knew nothing about her son's arrest until after he was handed a community sentence on October 19, when the judge reportedly told the 29-year-old he was very lucky he was being spared jail. However, it was revealed in the Times that O'Summer, who it was noted by the Sun newspaper had previously campaigned on an anti-drugs stance, had written to the trial judge asking for leniency towards her son and describing his remorse. Former International Development Secretary Preeti Patel said Labour Party officials should make a full statement about what they knew about this case and why he continued to be employed on the public payroll at Westminster, adding that serious questions must be asked about whether she has misled the public in her account so far of what she knew and when she knew it. While the party has so far declined to comment on the issues raised in the Times report, Jeremy Corbyn issued a statement after Ms. O'Summer's resignation as Shadow Development Secretary, which thanked her for bringing a new dimension to the role by committing Labour to tackling global inequality as well as poverty as part of building a world for the many, not the few. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.